Welcome to Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York's SML Planning Minute, where we share concise and thought-provoking financial ideas for individuals, families, and business owners. Security Mutual, the company that cares.
Hello, this is Bill Rinaldi with another edition of Security Mutual's SML Planning Minute. In today's episode, the 5 most common mistakes when claiming Social Security, Part 2. In last week's episode, we talked about the first 3, relying only on Social Security personnel, not considering survivor benefits, and not applying for all the supplemental benefits. Now let's take a look at mistake number 4, not considering the earnings test. Financial professionals have made a lot of progress over the years. Not long ago, government statistics indicated that 70% of people were taking Social Security at age 62. That number has dropped considerably in recent years. The so-called earnings test is one good reason for waiting that people often miss. Of course, your benefit will be actuarially reduced if you apply any time before full retirement age. If you collect at age 62 and your full retirement age is age 66, you're getting 75 cents on a dollar. If your full retirement age is age 67, those born 1960 or later, you're getting 70 cents on a dollar. But there's more to it than that. You will be subject to a further reduction if you collect early and keep working at the same time. If you earn more than $17,640 in wages in the year 2019, you will get a reduction of $1 for every $2 over the limit. Note that this restriction goes away when you reach full retirement age. And also note that you may get some of that money back starting at your full retirement age, but that's a topic for another day. Too often it happens that someone retires at age 62, but gets bored and quickly changes their mind about working. Just realize that this can have an adverse effect on your Social Security benefit. Mistake number 5, trying too hard to maximize your benefit. According to figures provided by the Social Security Administration, the maximum benefit for someone who turns age 66 in 2019 is $2,861 per month. Many people we talk to are close to the maximum, but not quite there yet.
Is it worth getting all the way to the top, even if it means working an extra year?
Well, in many cases, the answer is simply no. Keep in mind the cost of Social Security. 6.2% of your wages, up to $132,900, plus another 6.2% thrown in by the employer. If you make the max, that's $8,240 apiece per year. Add to that the complicated formula used to figure out the benefit, which counts your highest 35 years of earnings and is designed to be more favorable to low-income taxpayers. So your $8,240, quote, investment, unquote, may not get you much of a return at all in terms of an increased Social Security benefit. And it's even worse if you're self-employed. It is, of course, more complicated than all that, but generally speaking, for a higher-income earner, an increased Social Security benefit is not going to be much of an incentive to keep working.
And finally, we have a bonus mistake.
Not considering other sources of retirement income. Understand that deferred retirement credits, DRCs, are a big part of Social Security planning. For every year you wait beyond your full retirement age, your benefit goes up by 8% per year. For example, as noted in the previous episode, if your monthly benefit is $2,000 and your full retirement age is age 66,
you would get $2,640 per month if you waited until age 70. That's an enticing bonus. That monthly increase would apply for the rest of your life. But suppose you've already decided to retire at age 66. Now what?
Keep in mind that retiring and collecting Social Security are two separate things.
Too many people in that situation apply for Social Security at that age when they don't have to. It might make more sense for some of these people to use another source to fund those first 4 years, then switch to a maxed out Social Security benefit at age 70.
An example of another source would be their 401k, savings, or a life insurance policy. This is something that many people miss. If they're going to retire at age 66 with, let's say, $6,000 a month of projected income, they would normally take their $2,000 from Social Security and the other $4,000 from other sources. It never occurs to them to take, if possible, all the money from the other sources for the first 4 years to take full advantage of those deferred retirement credits.
Contact your local Security Mutual Life Insurance Advisor today to coordinate your financial plans and help achieve your goals and objectives. For more information, visit us at smlny.com/smlpodcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends about it, and be sure to give us a 5-star review, and check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
The applicability of any strategy discussed is dependent upon the particular facts and circumstances. Results may vary, and products and services discussed may not be appropriate for all situations. Each person's needs, objectives, and financial circumstances are different and must be reviewed and analyzed independently. We encourage individuals to seek personalized advice from a qualified Security Mutual Insurance advisor regarding their personal needs, objectives, and financial circumstances. Insurance products are issued by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, Binghamton, New York. Product availability and features may vary by state.